Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
I'm excited to have with me today on Connected my special guest, Pastor Rodney Goins. He is the senior pastor of Heart of Christ Family Fellowship, and that is located in Sumter, South Carolina. Sir, welcome to today's edition of Connected.
Thank you, sir. It is great to be here with you as always. Amen.
Praise God. We heard some great responses that came back into the radio station as a result of the last time that you were with us on Connected. Some folk had sent in some letters, and in the letters they mentioned, boy, that man of God was on fire. And we do appreciate your ministry. You know, there is a potential listening audience of 5 million folk in the tri-state area, and several hundred thousand, we believe, listen on a daily basis. And we're excited about that because listener-supported He's Alive Radio goes into Maryland, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and via the Internet around the world at he'salive.net. Recently, Pastor Rodney, you were ordained as a pastor in the ministry. Tell us a little bit about that. That was just a few weeks ago.
Yes, just a few weeks ago. I've been in ministry probably 22, going on 23 years now, but we were just led of the Lord to step out into pastoral ministry, my wife and I, about 2 years ago. And really the way he led us to do it, it was kind of deliberate and planned. And so we started tilling the ground and praying and going out and witnessing. And we did that for several months before we did anything else. And then we started having a Bible study. And we did that for a long time with the community. And God began to grow that. So before we even went into having a full-time service or even Sunday morning service, we were doing a lot of foundational work. But the ordination itself, we believe in the importance of mantles and anointings being passed down and being confirmed and conferred by apostolic fathers and mothers and those in position. So we didn't just want to go out any kind of way and just go out on our own and you know, just do something. We really wanted to have the support of those who have been over us and those who have known us, and that these fathers and mothers could come in and speak a word over our lives and lay hands on us and just confirm and confer what God was doing. So that's pretty much what the ordination was. Of course, we were already doing the work of pastors, already working and functioning in that role.
Yes.
But the ordination itself was more so like a confirmation or a coming out party, you know, where everything could really be established. And so we were just grateful for that for our family and friends and witnesses and church members and everyone to be able to come together and celebrate what God was doing and the work that he was manifesting.
So praise
it
God.
Was really a joyous occasion, a blessed occasion, and the Holy Spirit really met us and God really moved.
Praise God. And we're excited to hear what God has to say in the subject matter. We're going to be talking about revival and some other things when we come back off the break. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
There came
I'm back with my special guest today on Connected, a personal friend of mine and an awesome man of God, great pastor, Pastor Rodney Goins. And of course, this is via telephone conversation from Sumter, South Carolina. Pastor Rodney Goins lives in the Florence, South Carolina area. He is the senior pastor of Heart of Christ Family Fellowship. And again, that is located in Sumter. And we were talking about his ordination, and a few years ago in 2007, I met him in the month of September, going to a revival service to minister at Bishop Michael Goins Church there in Dillon in Florence, South Carolina, Outreach Family Fellowship, and a precious brother as well. And all of us are on the same page in this modernistic, contemporary, intellectual age that we are living in. We believe that God is pouring out His Spirit in these last days upon all flesh. We're seeing a lot of signs and wonders and a great move of the Holy Spirit here in the state of Maryland at Father's House in Grantsville, Maryland. And Pastor Rodney is seeing an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, signs and wonders happening there in his church as well. Different kinds of miracles taking place, people getting saved. It's just an exciting time to live in. Pastor Rodney, take us from there, sir. Let's hear exactly what God is doing in your church at this time.
Oh, man, God is so awesome. He's moving in such a a great and awesome and spectacular way. And it's just great to see him move, to see the revival work, that even how the Word of God says he confirmed the Word with signs and wonders following. And a lot of times we try to come up with all kind of gimmicks and things to impress people and draw people. But really, when we do what the way that God outlined for us to do is to teach the Word, be instant, in season, out of season. And when we give the Word and we teach and preach the gospel, it has a drawing power like no other, that you don't have to convince people, you don't have to use gimmicks. But whenever they really hear the Word preached with the anointing of God, it causes them to respond. And that's what we've been able to see in our services, is that people, we have people coming in who have not been in church, who are not saved, or who haven't been in church for a long time. But as they begin to hear and to receive the Word of God, the conviction moves on their heart. Even before any altar call is made, people are crying at their seats. People are responding in their hearts. And it's just awesome to see people come and to be broken by the Spirit of God. We have people that a lot of people probably would consider, if they looked on the outside, they may not consider them to really be candidates. They may think they kind of look somewhat thuggish, or they have the tattoos, or they have the earrings, and they look a little different. But these are our people that we're seeing come to our church and be broken, and tears falling and dropping, and God just really moving on their hearts and convicting them and reviving. And God is just really doing a work. And I encourage anybody, any pastor who's out there, to really not keep God in a box, not block him in, but really open up yourself to really hear a fresh wind and a fresh word from God, because he's really pouring out his Spirit upon our flesh. But a lot of times is limited because of our methods, because of our traditions, because we won't let him flow with free will, and we try to keep him inside of a certain line. But I encourage anybody in ministry to really open yourself up, to really pray and be open to what God would say, and just to obey him and to give it the way that he gives it to you, because it's going to be a blessing, and it's going to bring about conviction and transformation in the lives of people. So I just share that with the listening audience, to obey God and watch what he does. Praise that's God. All we're doing. We don't have a special formula or a list of do's and don'ts to give you, but just obey God and watch him move. And we're seeing people be transformed. We're seeing miracles and things taking place through our prayers. And, oh, man, God is just moving in awesome ways. And that can happen anywhere. Just obey God.
Praise God. You know, the Bible says after the preaching of the word, the Lord will confirm his word with signs and wonders. I'm thinking of a scripture over in Hebrews 2 and verse number 4. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and divers or different kinds of miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Some folk may say, well, if it's according to the will of God, those things will happen. But his will is his word. And at the beginning of the year, I heard the Spirit of the Lord speak into my spirit these words. He said, proclamation, acceleration. When you begin to proclaim prophetic preaching, proclaim the word of God, that 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 6 says, it is the letter that kills, but it is the Spirit of God behind the word that gives life. He said, when you begin to proclaim the true word of God, he says, I am going to accelerate spiritual growth in your heart and in the ministry, and I'm going to cause people's destinies to be reeled in so they can get involved in active ministry. Too many
Yes, sir.
So too many folk are sitting around, and they're being lethargic, and they're not active in ministry. But we believe that God has poured out his Spirit. We believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. There's nothing too hard for him to do. He's the blind man healer. He's the leper cleansing man from Galilee. And he is the one that is still performing those signs and wonders today, Pastor Rodney.
Yes, sir. Yes, he is. He most definitely is. And a lot of times the church has really become somewhat, I guess, stale, and in a lot of instances irrelevant, because we have lost the cloud of God, the cloud of the Holy Spirit. God is still moving. He's still doing miraculous work. He's still pouring out his Spirit. But the church has, a lot of times, we've become locked in tradition and locked in our liturgies and the way we do things, and really we're missing out on the manifestation of God, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We still have the Word, and we still have, you know, all of our traditions we go through, but God is still here to do a fresh work and to pour out a fresh anointing and a fresh oil upon His people. And a lot of times we're doing things, but we're missing the oil of God.
Yes,
and so we really need to pray for God to anoint what we're doing, whether it's in church or in our personal life, whatever it is, to anoint our actions and our activities. Because we have, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke, is the anointing that makes the difference, is the anointing that brings the power. Even in our services, sometimes we miss out on the power of God. We go through the motions, but we miss out on the power and the manifestation of God because there's no oil on it. So I really want to encourage those who are listening, especially if you're involved in ministry, to make sure that whatever you do, you submit it to God, and you make sure that His anointing and His oil is on it. You can get up and say five words and the anointing of God move throughout the room and break yokes. You can get up and say 500 words and there's no anointing in it, then it's dry and nobody's touched and nobody's moved and nobody's convicted and no change takes place, no revival takes place. So no matter what you do, whatever song you sing, whatever message you preach, whatever you're going through for God, make sure that you have the oil of the anointing, that you have submitted yourself unto God. And when you come in a spirit of humility, surrender, and submission, and that whatever you put your hands to do, the oil of God, the anointing of God, is what's making the difference. It's not us. It's not by our power. It's not by our might, but it is by His Spirit.
Uh-huh.
So when you put Him
praise
first,
God,
you will see Him work miracles. You will see people get saved, people get convicted, people get changed, people be broken, all of this stuff. You will see it take place. I don't care where you at. You will see it take place when you submit to God and when you obey Him and do it His way and let His oil and His anointing be on it. Oh man, He'll blow your mind.
Come on, brother. Praise God. Hey, this has been awesome conversation today on Connected. Again, my special guest with me from Sumter, South Carolina, the senior pastor of Heart of Christ Family Fellowship, Pastor Rodney Goins. We're going to break for a song. We're going to be right back and we're going to be praying. Stay tuned.
You done murdered for me on that cross, accused in absence of wrong. My sin washed away in your blood, too much to make sense of it all. I know that your love breaks my fall. Scandal of grace, you died in my place, so my soul will live. Oh, to be like you, give all I have just to know you. Jesus, there's no one beside you. Forever. Is dead.
I'm back with my special guest today on Connected, the senior pastor of Heart of Christ Family Fellowship, an awesome church and ministry located in Sumter, South Carolina. Of course, that is Pastor Rodney Goins. And sir, we do thank you for being a part of Connected today and sharing your testimony about what God is doing in Sumter, South Carolina. You've been in active ministry for about 22 years, I heard you say earlier, but recently you were ordained with just a piece of paper, but yeah, hallelujah, gives you that right to perform weddings. But we so appreciate you and your wife, First Lady Lenola Goins, and they're just an awesome couple, great friends of ours. And, sir, a lot of prayer requests have been coming into the station this week. Folk have been suffering from incurable diseases such as stage 4 breast cancer. I received a call yesterday at the station, a man who has had over 40 surgeries and is in tremendous pain. We've been praying for him around the clock with different prayer warriors from our ministry, believing God for his restoration. With these thoughts in mind and these prayers that I just mentioned, there's a lot of other prayer requests that are laying here before me right now. My hands are upon them, and as we go to the Lord in prayer, I'm going to ask you to lead us, and we're going to believe God for breakthrough for all these folks. Would you lead us in prayer?
Amen. Yes. Father God, we come before you right now, God, in a spirit of humility, in a spirit of surrender, in a spirit of submission, O God, believing that you are God and that you are able, God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And right now, God, we lift up the prayer requests, O God, of the listening audience, God, those who have sent in letters, God, those who have called in, or God, those who maybe the prayer requests have not even come in, but God, we touch and agree right now that our power of agreement, God, that you shall move on their behalf, O God. Move in a miraculous way, O God. Move in a way that only you can, God. Even for those who are looking for physical healing, mental healing, emotional healing in their bodies, God, we ask that you would move. You are Jehovah, God. You are Jehovah, Lord. Jehovah Rapha, God. The Lord God, our healer. And by your stripes, we are healed. So we declare and decree by the authority of the blood of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, that at that name every knee must bow and every tongue must confess, God. Cancer must bow. Diabetes must bow. High blood pressure must bow. Whatever ailment it is, it has a name and it must bow. So we decree and declare healing in the atmosphere right now, over the sound waves, over the airwaves, over the radio waves, every listening person in the audience, every letter that was sent in. Right now, God, by the authority of the blood of Jesus Christ, you let healing virtue flow out in the name of Jesus and move on their behalf, God. We thank you and we believe that you shall do it, God, for you are prayer answering God. You said the fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we give you praise and glory right now in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Amen. Hey, if you have been touched by the presence of the Holy Spirit, whether you've been saved, healed, or delivered, we want to hear back from you. There's a place you can leave your testimony online at HesAlive.net. That's HesAlive.net. No punctuation in He's. And also, you can dial us up during regular business office hours, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the number 301-895-3292. A nice young lady will pick up the phone, take your call, and rejoice with you that you've been saved, healed, and delivered. Praise God. Pastor Rodney, thank you so much for being with me as my special guest today on Connected.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HesAlive.net or at HesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.